I have the privilege tomorrow evening as part of the gala, the masked ball for the United Negro College Fund, helping to keep our black colleges and universities open, alive, and strong. I get the privilege of, along with Andrea Moorhead from across the street at Channel 13, to bring to the stage one of the great entertainers. She is so tough. She has now an award named after her at the Soul Train Awards. She not only was one of the highlights of the Soul Train Awards last week, they have an award named after her, and then I didn't realize she's a fellow Chicagoan like I am. Born and bred in the Windy City. On our live line is the one and only, if I say Chaka Khan, you know who I'm talking about.
Chaka Khan.
Yeah, that one too.
Hi.
And with that, welcome.
How are you?
I am just fine. How are you?
I'm just fabulous. Thank you.
It is an honor and a privilege to have you on the pro. I didn't realize till I was looking, doing the research, that we were born in the same city.
Yes, we are. I'm so glad you did the research. Only people don't.
Only you're a little bit younger. Amen.
You do
so much. First of all, I got to ask you, for those that are listening and want to know, what is Chaka Khan into today going into 2014?
Child, please. First of all, I'm just trying to, you know, keep my bearings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's moving so fast, you know. And the world has changed, so, you know, I've seen some major stuff, you know, happening in our times. So I was listening to you talk to this your last interview, and
with the caller,
I found it very interesting. You know, because it is hard these times to gauge, you know, what you're doing, whether you're right or wrong, or, you know, because nothing is sacred anymore, it seems.
No, and I think it was a discussion. A lot of times on this program, we have a discussion. I will hear from individuals who've been very successful, and I will hear from others who have the education, they've got the experience, and in this rough economy, they can't find a gig, they can't catch a break, and they get discouraged and they get bitter. And it's hard sometimes to keep people's morale up.
Absolutely, I understand, because you know a lot of promises are made to, you know, people when they, you know, go to school and do the work, you know, and they can't get any joy out of it, you know, because there just isn't none to be had. And I mean, sometimes people are searching in the wrong places, you know. That's what I found.
Mm.
You know, nothing is promised us, you know. Really, you have to make your own. You have to make your own world. You have to make your own life.
I heard that.
In a big way, you know, and that's what a lot of people, that's why people get bitter and discouraged, because they're made promises and they expect, you know, the powers to be to deliver.
What opened the door for you?
Well, you know, I've had so many doors.
What opened that first door that started to, you know, make it happen for you?
Well, you know, I think it was. We could chalk it all up to, in a big way, the time of man. You know, I was brought up in very interesting times. We were going through a major sort of change,
yeah,
a gentrification,
right,
of sorts was going on within society when I was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
There was this like open mindedness. This, everyone was very trusting and loving and open and accepting of one another. There was a love that was happening that seems to have gone sour a bit. But that was a special time of man.
Right.
That's one of the major things. It was timing and chemistry.
Mm.
I happened to be with a group of people who were all in tune, as I was, to the times. And we just worked. We worked it.
Mm.
And a lot of it, we were working it and not knowing what we were doing. We were just following, you know, energy lines that were laid before us. And we were just trusting in that and followed that.
Mm.
Now, that wasn't following any specific promise or anything that was made to us. The only thing that we were banking on is and trusting in was the fact that that the Lord would deliver.
Hello.
You know, really, we were, you know, and we weren't calling him or calling this force godly or anything like that, but it was in retrospect. So I think a lot of it had to do with just the time of what man was going through at that particular time in the 70s. Yeah. You know, this is a very special time, 60s, 70s.
We're talking with Sister Chaka Khan. She is going to be here for the UNCF Gala. I know you do a lot of performances. How many performances do you do in the course of a year that are galas like this, where you're coming in and a lot of people are making an investment to help a charitable cause or a great cause like United Negro College Fund?
Well, I personally do a lot of these sorts of things because that's what drives me. That's my gasoline.
Mm.
You know, I am about service, and being of service, that's to me the most important thing that there is. That's one of the main reasons we are here on this planet together, is to be of assistance to one another. And I just happen to be one of those people that can assist people on a broad scale. Now, I just want to make it clear that everyone can be of assistance. It isn't on whatever scale of life you're on.
Hmm.
And, you know, you can help one person, and in helping one person, you're helping five. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're playing it forward. And that's what it's about, to help and to play forward. Play it forward.
There you go.
And then you can help many, many people. But you cannot be discouraged by the fact that, I just only know a few people. Well, then help the one person you know that needs something, that really needs your help.
Mm.
And, you know, chances are they'll help somebody else.
You have performed on Broadway. You have sung with the great classical orchestras of this world. You've been with, you know, you've sung with just about everybody. Is there something, what's on your bucket list that you still want to do that you haven't done yet?
Oh, skydives?
Well, we can get you
myself in the back of the head.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Has Shonda Rhimes played any of your songs yet on Scandal?
Who yet?
Have they played any of your songs on this TV show, Scandal?
I don't know. I don't watch Scandal, do I?
We had to work on it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't watch that one.
That's all right. That's okay.
I haven't caught it yet. I'll have to catch it. But, you know, that's a Tyler Perry production, is it?
No, that's Shonda Rhimes.
Oh, sorry.
The other African American that does everything.
Really? Okay. no, I haven't caught it. You know, chances are they have. I'm not sure. I can't say for sure.
Have you ever done something with Tyler?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
How was he to work for?
He was fine. Just fabulous work for. I mean, I always did it in a musical capacity.
Right.
Oh, it was straightforward. Just I did what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, he's an artist, you know. So when artists come together and do what they do, what can go wrong?
You talked about service a little earlier. Are the artists that are out today, the younger generation, the Chaka Khans of 2030, are they giving back the way that our generation is?
The ones that I know of, I'm finding quite a few of them are.
Okay.
You know, I'm seeing that there is there's a lot of awareness going on with a lot of the artists today. I can't speak for all of them. I don't know, you know, I don't stay abreast that much of of what's new and what the flavors of the month, you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
But what I'm seeing a lot of, a lot of young people are really geared in a good direction.
I always ask when I have the privilege of talking with an artist, and you know, I always ask them what's new in the pipeline. You got a CD going, you got something. If people go to the website chakakhan.com, they can download something.
Yeah, they can find out everything, and they can download some stuff too. That'd be fabulous. I'm still trying to finish up this one project that I'm doing right now, my icon project. I'm still working on finishing that up. I'm just taking a while because I want it to be correct.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I have the I have, you know, the privilege of being able to take my time with this project. Thank God. You know, I don't have any deadlines or anything except for the ones to my fans. So I am working at it, and there'll be something coming out really soon.
Are you a
when is it coming out? I say when it's finished. You know what I'm saying?
As an artist, are you a perfectionist when you're working on a project? You want to make
Absolutely.
Sure that. Okay.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's probably the only place in my life that I strive for anything close to perfection. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's as perfect as I can deliver is through my art. So, yes, I am a perfectionist.
Well, they say the best artists that God has ever put on the earth are perfectionists.
Mm. Yeah. Or, you know, or put a lot of energy or both of their energy into it. And that's what I do. You know, I can't say that I can get anywhere near perfection, but I have to be able to live with it. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
The big thing. I look at stuff, and now I look at each particular song, and I think, okay, how is this going to translate over time?
There you go.
I have to think in those parameters because that's where I am.
Well, I want you to know they're expecting 900 excited people that will be pacing themselves through dinner, pacing themselves through a live auction so that they will have enough energy left when Andrea Moorhead and I bring you to the stage tomorrow night.
Well, I'll be looking forward. I love working for you, UNCF. I always have. I think it's a wonderful and a worthy cause.
And
I think education is so important, whether you can get a job at the end of it all or
that's
not.
That's it.
Best to be knowing. You know, there's nothing more beautiful than knowing.
Well, I look forward to greeting you backstage, one Chicagoan to another.
Right on.
And have a safe journey to our city. We look forward to seeing you and your support of UNCF because our UNCF mass ball has become this thing is bigger than bubblegum here.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, they tell me that it's now bigger than the one in Chicago, and that's going some for a little town like Indianapolis.
Yeah, that is. Well, Indianapolis is coming up now.
especially with our basketball team being the best in the NBA right now.
I think we've got it going on. It's my fault.
It is an honor. It's always an honor and a privilege to talk to living history. And whether it's living political history or musical history or history in our state or sports history, but it's an honor and privilege to be here with Miss Shaka, Shaka Khan. Thank you very, very much for being so generous with your time, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Well, Tito, thank you. It's been my pleasure. God bless you.
All right, 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. That was a surprise.